This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our corporate story today comes with a surprising bit of good news, a rarity for IBM investors the past 6 years. That's how long it's been, literally 6 years, since the company reported a rise in quarterly revenues. Not a huge jump, but a jump it was, about 4%. And it comes as the 100-year-old company makes some big changes toward services like cloud computing and data crunching, less of the hardware that IBM made its name on. One quarter of modest revenue, however, does not a convincing comeback make, as Marketplace's Renata Sego reports.
IBM's customers and what they want has changed many times since its clients first started buying computers. Here's a 1984 commercial for small business systems.
There's a special phone number he can call if he has any questions. And if there's a problem, they'll come right here and fix it.
Today, it's not so much physical computers driving sales. What IBM needs to do is conquer the cloud if it wants to compete with Google, Amazon, and Microsoft. It's lost longtime contracts to those companies. It's shuffled leadership a few times. That's why analyst David Holt at research firm CFRA says any positive revenue is big.
Take a step back. Look at where these guys came from.
From an 11% decline in 2015 to a 4% increase to end 2017.
You actually see some signs of previous investments paying off in the future for revenue growth.
He says buying cloud-based companies and expanding its services there have been IBM's smartest investment, and that to continue gains, it should stay focused on building up those areas. But hardware is still a core business for IBM, too. Rob Enderle, principal analyst for Enderle Group, says the company's new powerful mainframe set the firm apart.
IBM's got to turn those unique competencies into a competitive advantage. Otherwise, they'll continue to be a drag on the company.
IBM says it expects revenue all this year, but share prices dropped after the announcement. Investors, it seems, may not agree. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.